Oh, so bait, now bait trailers, you're talking about diving plugs, right? And using bait divers, and so then using the plug for a diver, behind the diver, what, 5-6 feet? You got
to. I like to run a little bit shorter to get it up off the bottom so it doesn't lay on the bottom.
Okay.
You know, honestly, guys, I use a hot and tot. I like to use the smaller ones because I'm only, you know, steelhead or average, you know, 8-9 feet of water less.
Right.
And use about a 4-foot leader, and I like to run spinning glows in front of them and a sand shrimp.
Yeah, spinning glow adds a little drag, keeps that presentation up a little bit, gives that vibration. And you know what? It's fun to catch fish on a plug. It really is. But there's something about that bite on a bait diver.
You're not kidding.
Well, they about explode your stick.
Yeah.
You know, if it gets really cold and you get the right spot and then there's not much traffic in the river, Derek, isn't there maybe a possibility where you can do this on the anchor today in a couple different spots?
I'm not much of an anchor fisherman, Thomas, you know, but
it's lunchtime. You can fire up the barbecue, dude.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem with that.
Okay,
that's always a continuing deal.
You know me, dude. Guys. I'm all about lunch.
So, yeah, anyway, that's a good thing. And one thing, you know, a lot of people don't know is when that water does get down in that lower temperature bracket, you guys don't want to start fishing that regular steelhead water. Start fishing that deeper, slower water, you know, that wild
fish
water.
That's an excellent point.
So, because those fish will get, you know, stay in that deeper, froggy water to where it's a little bit warmer.
No doubt. Okay, so it's free drifting today. You're going to increase your leads. When it gets cold, you're going to be dredging the deep stuff. And then, so next week, we're looking at maybe seeing you down in the Cowlitz, huh?
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Okay. All right, well, you know,
I find a whole bunch of fish today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm going to be down there pounding it with everybody else.
Okay, well, I'll be checking my phone, you know, and you know, if you got a spot for me in Tobeck,
you guys, I got some open days in the next couple of weeks. If you guys want to come down, like I've told you in the past, give me a call, not the night before.
Oh, okay.
How about morning of?
The morning of.
And
yeah,
Derek, how can people you mentioned you have some open days. How can people find out what your open days are and get in touch with you?
Just give me a call, you know, 206-849-2574. You guys got my website, too.
ScreamingReels.net.
Yep. Hey, give me that number again, 206?
206-849-2574. Sorry, I got a train going by.
No, I heard that's the famous train going over the Salton River Bridge there. It's that Salton. That's great.
And Screaming...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to plug your website for you there, Derek. ScreamingReels.net. It's Screaming without the G, ScreamingReels.net.
That's correct.
Derek Anderson, thank you so much. We look forward to hearing from you. Good luck today. Stay warm and go bang some winter steel, bud.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You take
Have a
care.
Good one, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Bye-bye.